Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Chuck Christofferson, Chief Financial and Chief Information Officer at the USDA. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Mike Wasson. Chuck, our center has recently published a report entitled Improving Service Delivery in Government with Lean Six Sigma. Could you elaborate on your recent efforts in applying Lean Six Sigma within your operations? Specifically, what benefits do you seek to realize from using these principles?
Well, I'd love to elaborate on Lean Six Sigma. I think it's something that's very healthy for government. And as each time I read the press on Lean Six Sigma in government, it's either, it seems to be either a love or a hate. And I think the answer is probably, somewhere in between. But let me tell you why at USDA I started implementing a Lean Six Sigma program. And it wasn't because, half of the, Fortune 500s have it or anything like that. And, if you look at the top 10, they basically all have it. But it comes back to inside of government, we need managed change and we need perpetual change. We need to have evaluation on that change. And our people really have to understand formalized processes and procedures. As I looked at USDA, I said, we're going to have this high turnover at about 12% that will be, in the out years coming up. And it's starting to happen. People should, be entitled to sit down at their desk their first day, on the job or their first day that they're new into a different job and have the ability to say, hey, this is what I'm responsible for in a process. And this is what happens before me. This is what happens after me. If I'm a new manager, I should be able to walk in and say, this is what I'm responsible for. On top of that, I should have a desktop that's very intuitive that helps me through this process on a daily basis. It gives me the tasks, et cetera. This doesn't sound much like Lean Six Sigma, but this all came out of Lean Six Sigma on, from our group on what needs to happen. Now, when it comes to Lean Six Sigma, now suddenly we're now in managed change instead of change by crisis. So now our people are controlling their change. One of the things that really bothered me was as we went out and we had these competitive sourcing competitions was that we were finding that we had vast savings and about 80% of the time the internal team would win and they would generate these savings. That tells me that, we had some process improvements that we could handle inside. And if I get cost savings, that's great because I have so many areas that I really need to invest in to get us to the level that we need to be at USDA that quickly gets invested back into both people and processes and systems very quickly to get us to the point that, a lot of our systems can handle a lot of paper-based functions today. So anyway, this wasn't, an initiative that was taken real lightly. And Lean Six Sigma isn't something that's easy. It's, something that's tough. But our team has really taken hold of it. I gave them a choice at one time of either belling or pushing it forward. And they said, we're going to push it forward. And they organized our SESs, did this executive committee to actually do oversight of it. They wanted to write it into their top five items in their performance plan. That's a lot of initiative from our government teams on something that, I just started with the thought and the idea and hope that it would take off, and they actually took the ball and ran with it.
Now, you use the terms managed change, and I heard you use the term crisis change. Could you give me a little bit more perspective on what you mean by these, and how do you lead change and enable your staff within the organization to sort of expect the inevitability that the change will happen and that they should try to make the most of it?
That's a great question. Probably one of the best questions that our employees often ask of me is, what's the difference, in change? Because when I first came into USDA, anytime you said change, the body language was just incredible in the room. And, people would start squirming in their seat and have this great fear. And so we had to have conversations on, realize that business changes. And if it doesn't change, what will happen is it eventually will be forced to change. And usually it's a crisis that causes it to change. And so the answer is let's manage change. There was more risk, when we all drove in this morning, to change lanes than it is to actually, manage ourselves through some perpetual change to the organization. What's very interesting, though, is one of our black belt projects is how do we take people and actually start to focus their training on where they need to be, not where we are. And so you have jobs that are here today. On top of that, some of those jobs will get modernized out. It's kind of the reality. But part of this is how do we take people and, you know, start to move them to be trained so that they're multi-talented, so that we can say the next generation of government, you're ready for, and you're ready for this change. And so we basically took the Lean Six Sigma program and said, you know, government's going to have some change. And then on top of that, we said, we need to Lean Six Sigma the change. And so how are we going to do that? And so, you know, that's where we're going. Anyway, it's kind of, you know, point in time where we're at, and people are just really adopting and taking off.
That's great. It sounds like you're driving towards a culture where it's less risky to be proactive than it is to be reactive.
That's true. And actually what will happen is USDA will actually be a safer organization than a lot of other organizations, whether it's in the private sector or in the public sector, because we are managing change perpetually as we go along.
Well, along the lines of change, the eGov initiatives are continuing to improve and expand services to citizens, businesses, and agencies alike. A number of agencies had changes in their eGov scorecard rating in the last update. Would you tell us about your department's effort in this area? What are some of the critical challenges your department faces, and what are you doing to progress and improve the eGov initiative?
Well, eGov is a very interesting scorecard, and it's interesting in a very good way. You have two aspects of that. One of them is you get to choose some things that you get to have on eGov, so some initiatives that you have internally and things like that. The second one is some government-wide initiatives that are happening as well, so protection of information, different things that are in the environment that that we need to work through. For USDA, we dropped down for a short period of time, for one instance to yellow. We've been green most of the time. It's something we take very seriously. Obviously, as we're looking at how we adjust our organization to be more dynamic when it comes to technology, more service-oriented when it comes to customers, and how do we become more service-oriented when it comes to internal employees, it comes back to technology, which is where eGov is. I hope that, as we have some transition in this government, that the eGov initiatives will continue on. Second piece of eGovernment is just, it just saves a lot of money. You know, as we start standardizing certain elements, the cost savings, because we're able to go out to get some, basically buy in bulk, is incredible. It gives us some focus. It says you need to focus your people in these areas and have talent in these areas, and this is what's important. That focus makes it so that we don't have teams that have to be, looking at everything. Now suddenly we have certain focus and certain areas that we're looking in as well. So, e-government's expensive, but at the same time, it saves us a lot of money. I don't think we necessarily measure the savings as well as we measure the cost. And what short-term is investment will be long-term savings. It's going to make the U.S. a lot more competitive as we go heavily into more of a world environment where we don't have more of the monopoly of, being the big capitalist group, where we have more of a level playing field with our products and stuff in the United States out to the world markets. And so it'll be key that these e-government initiatives continue to go forward, and hopefully we can actually move them a little bit faster.
In some quarters, there's a perception that government lags behind the commercial sector in technology innovation. First, do you think this perception is accurate? And second, how do you think the government could enhance its position to become a leader and driver for leveraging technologies?
I think the answer to that is yes and no. It comes back to, some industries, are laggards for technology. Some are advanced for technology. USDA, obviously, we mirror ourselves, after somewhat the banking institution and research institutions. When it comes to technology, we should be very advanced in technology and we should be dynamic. We're not quite there yet. We are a little behind. But we've been, and Congress knows this, and administration inside department knows this. We have plans that are laid out. We understand what our priorities are. Obviously, we want to move off 1970s, 1980s infrastructure, get to a more dynamic infrastructure. We want our folks at the Farm Service Agency to have the choice that they can telework or they can go into a Farm Service Agency office or something like that. We want our customers to have that same choice where they can either, go into a Farm Service Agency office or they can accomplish what they need to on their desktop at home. They can have their spouse do it. They can have their accountant do it. They can have – anyway, You know, technology for us is about choices and allowing people additional freedoms, and we need to make sure that we do that at the same time making sure that we protect people's information. So, you know, we're a little bit lagging in some areas. I wouldn't say all departments are at that same area, but I'm seeing that USDA is advancing very fast, and we have changed our model so that those agencies that have that core piece that really need that core piece. So if I'm looking at grants, they develop out and they say, what do we need for grants process across USDA? And they work with the other grant entities in USDA to come to one process. What should the customer see? Does that match up with what the rest of government is doing and things like that? So with grants, we have grants.gov, which makes it a very easy platform. And we just say, grants.gov, you're the interface with the customer. But however, the customer should be able to see every single step in the grant process all the way through. So when it comes to that, if you're a grantee right now and you apply for a grant, you know, you have a void between your application and when you, you know, basically have an award, and that void shouldn't be there. So you should have the ability to say, did I fill out everything correctly? Did I get am I, you know, qualified now? What's the timeline on the on those people that are qualified in the pool where they're going to make a decision? Was a decision made? And am I that decision or am I not that decision? And so I think that's only fair for people. And if you're going to get the award, you should understand what all the next steps are that you have to accomplish. If you have to have things like, you know, an accountant sign off on your financials or a bank sign off on your financials, you need to know that in advance. And then you should also know basically when the payment's coming and after that what your responsibilities are. So anyway, we have a ways to go before we get to that piece of it. But I think it's a great opportunity.
Chuck, you mentioned earlier protection of information. Could you elaborate a bit more on your department's efforts to improve its IT security and controls and what, in your opinion, remains to be done to remedy this major management challenge?
Yeah, you know, the focus on privacy information and cybersecurity is very big right now in the federal government. It should be. Our citizens expect that they'll have their information protected and that the federal government has the best systems and the best safeguards of information. They should, because you know, we carry a lot of sensitive information, classified information, and it makes people worry as soon as they see something like this happen. A lot of our systems are 1980s, 1970s systems. The key indicators were things like social security numbers that connect multiple systems together. And that's tough and it's complex in the way that we start to unravel this complex tapestry of systems. But, you know, we have laid out several groups, and I'm not a huge committee guy, but I found that, you know, for some of these multi-talented teams that we need, a committee plays very, very well. Having finance and IT, you know, across the organization is key. I have a huge amount of privacy information in both of those sections. You had HR in, now suddenly have the majority of it. And we actually laid out a task force that basically had those elements, including my cybersecurity people as well. And so, you know, we have actually laid out a full plan, and it ended up being about 121 different items that we want to address, including tools that we want to bring in to understand where the systems are, questions the agencies had to answer, what we wanted to lay down for temporary protection versus long-term protection. Part of our migration to data centers is also to look at protecting this information. So the answer to this is actually a complex answer that goes to you got to standardize, you got to simplify, you got to learn how to contain, and you have to have tools in place, and you have to manage. And so those are all key elements on how you manage the privacy information.
What does the future hold for the USDA financial and IT functions? We will ask Chuck Christopherson, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Information Officer at the USDA, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.